Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. My name is Aaliyah and today I'm here with Jason Earls.
Hello everyone.
And Michael Doeys.
Hello.
Today we are going to be unboxing something that I just purchased, and that is the Instant Pot Smart Wi-Fi 6-Quart Multi-Use Pressure Cooker. It is a combination pressure cooker, crock pot, rice cooker. There are several things you can do with it. And the nice thing is it has an iPhone app that allows you to connect to it and use it. Some of you who are listening to this might be familiar with the older Bluetooth models that had an app as well that you could use to control them. This is the newest one. And without further ado, I'm going to unbox it. It is in this very large, somewhat unremarkable box. Michael, do you see anything special about the box?
Let me see. It is a standard cardboard box. It's pretty heavy.
Well, the box isn't heavy. That's the Instant Pot.
It has a handle on top.
It does.
That's pretty cool. The front says Instant Pot. It says connective Wi-Fi. It illuminates, so apparently it has some lighting features. It has a looks like a screen on the front. And it says... ...70% plus RAPIDE.
I don't know what that means.
Not sure what that
means. I don't know what that means either.
But this is the Smart Wi-Fi Auto... it's the multifunction programmable system. One of the sides that shows the pot with the lid open. And a whole bunch of text. For sake of speed, we will not read. Oh, interesting. One side is the box in English, and I believe it's Spanish on the other side. Because now it says 70% faster. So that makes a lot of sense.
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently, it lets you do recipes and share recipes with other Instant Pot users.
Interesting. So, we've heard some things about the app and noticed some things about the app that some things just don't work too terribly well. But you can get most things done. So, I can have my box back.
Yep. That is interesting. I've never seen it have... like the same thing on one side in a different language. That's
so I'm going to pull the tab out of the front, open the top.
I mean, I guess it would make it easier to read for everybody involved.
Yeah, that's just interesting.
Pull the handle. Oh, hey, the handle came up.
She's breaking it already.
On top is an instruction booklet. Yay. And a round piece of hay. There's the power cord. A round piece of foam. This is our power cord here, nice and thick.
It would be very nice if this was a HomeKit-enabled device.
Yeah, but I don't think it is.
And I wonder if there is an Alexa skill for this.
Don't know, but I am now pulling the Instant Pot out.
Wow.
It.
So, what is an Instant Pot? Like, what makes it so great compared to other devices that are similar?
Well, for one thing, as we talked about earlier, it is a 6-in-1 device, so it can do 6 different things at once. So it also is programmable with the app, which not a lot of other things do like that. So I have pulled open the Instant Pot, and I'm glad I did because there's stuff on the inside. What's that?
That'd make the food taste funny.
Inside this package is silicone mitts.
Interesting.
They're nice. That you can use to grab it. Also known as grabby things. Some of these things I don't recognize. This is a wire rack for something. There's a piece of paper. I know there are a few other miscellaneous accessories in here.
That's the internal pot.
This is the internal pot. It is it is stainless steel. So, very easy to clean. Take a look at this, Michael.
Wow.
It's hefty.
It has a plastic bottom.
It does.
I mean, that stainless steel pot is very nice. It feels like it has like a burner plate on the inside.
It does.
And it looks like there's a little thing on the bottom in there that can detect how much pressure is being put on it.
Yeah, because it's also a pressure cooker. Take a look at this lid.
Oh, now, hang on just a second.
What?
Now, it looked like the whole thing was a touchscreen.
It's not.
That is not the case. It is not. All that are physical buttons.
They are buttons.
That's nice.
Which is why I bought it. Because if it was a touchscreen, it would not be very usable.
Let's see that lid.
Here you go.
Now, when we were hanging out with Jeff Mulso, there was something that he was talking about with the O-ring, and I could feel that in here. That's interesting.
Yeah, the O-rings can go bad. And obviously you can get them replaced. They're pretty cheap.
It sounds like they have to be purchased like on Amazon or something.
Yeah. I'm gonna open the Instant Pot app here. Hey. Come on. My Face ID doesn't like me today. Open Instant Pot. And I'm gonna need to open the menu. Go to My Devices. And I need to sign in, so
sign now. Words, lines, text, words, line select, speaking rate. Volume, speaking, 60%. 55. Click here. Here. Email. Text field. Required.
So I need to click here to sign in. Let's sign up.
Sign up. Sign in. Password. Email. Username. Tech email. User. Create your account. Heading level 1.
I completed the sign up process. It's fairly straightforward. Not everything is labeled the way that people would like it to be, but it's definitely labeled and usable. So, with that being said, I am now, it's asking me if I will allow it to send me notifications.
Notifications may include allow.
And I will.
Instant Pot menu button. Sign up complete. Web dialog. Sign up complete. Heading level 2. You are now signed into your new account. Heading level 3. Okay. Button. Okay. Menu. Button.
Okay.
Smart Wi-Fi. Link. Don't have the smart Wi-Fi nubble. Find out at smart Wi-Fi. Button. Pair your instant pot smart Wi-Fi pressure cooker and enjoy the enhanced cooking experience.
Okay. Let's go plug this bad boy in. Michael, can you take that over to the kitchen counter?
Sure.
By the sink. Please.
This would be a heck of a lot harder if you were on your Andreas.
Right?
Now, I feel like it needs a few more things than just the pot and the lid. I feel like some of those accessories are needed for this lid to even attach.
No. Because, if you will watch, it was attached a minute ago. You put it on. And spin. There you go.
It sounds like it means business.
See? Now it won't move. See this?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See? And you turn it to the left and lift. And you turn it to the right. And it will lock while it's pressure cooking.
Oh, that's nice.
So that you cannot, because if you were to pull that lid while you were pressure cooking, you would be hurt.
How does it lock?
It will lock it when you turn on.
So I wonder what this device is back here.
That looks like it's a pressure release valve. It's going to help release the pressure as it comes down from the high pressure levels to the lower, so it can safely cook
your
food.
What kind of things are better pressure cooked versus, like, crock pot cooked?
I don't know. But I know that you can steam vegetables in this, and that's really cool.
So I think it's also important to say that there are safety issues if you don't use this correctly.
There are safety issues. I'm sorry. I was... you do need to use this safely. And it's plugged in. There are buttons, tons of buttons on this thing. It is not a touch panel. All buttons. So, we're gonna pair this.
Menu, menu, but don't have the smart. Add, pair your in, add smart
Wi-Fi. Add smart Wi-Fi button.
Add smart Wi-Fi. Smart Wi-Fi button. Select your instant pot model. Heading level 4. Smart Wi-Fi button. Smart Wi-Fi. To enjoy the benefits of your Instant Pot Smart Wi-Fi, you need to do the following. Heading level 4, connect smart Wi-Fi. To in 4, heading level 4, create an account. Heading level 4, bullet, head, secure and name your cooker. Heading level 4, bullet, heading, select a 2.4 GHz band Wi-Fi network. Heading level 4.
Good thing the Google Wi-Fi auto-detects.
Bullet, enter your Wi-Fi password. Heading level, bullet, turn up mode on. Heading level 4, bullet, connect Instant Pot to your Wi-Fi network. Heading level 4, let's get easy. Heading level, WhatsApp. Let's get started. Heading level 4. Continue, button.
Continue.
Turn your cooker app mode on by pressing and holding the Wi-Fi on slash off button for 3 seconds. Heading level 4. App mode. GIF. Image. Continue, button.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna need some help here. Let me turn my brightness on for you.
It's on.
Brightness. 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50%.
Okay.
It's showing a button.
App mode. GIF. Image.
Okay, so...
Which button is it showing?
Right below the screen.
Okay.
It should be the... there's 2 buttons, correct?
Yeah.
It's the one on the left.
Pressing and hold it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it beeps nice.
It does beep.
Should I go to continue?
Continue.
Yeah.
Continue. Continue. Dimmed button. Create a secret key. To ensure only you can access your important settings. Heading level 6.
I don't know
create
what's going on.
Create your secret
here.
Key. Secure text
here.
Field.
Let me see.
You want to read what's on the screen?
I got it.
I mean on the
Oh, on the pot, yeah. What does it say?
It has a timer.
A timer?
Or a clock. It shows a 0000.
Oh.
Secret. Create a secret key. To ensure only you can access your important settings, heading level say, create your secret key.
Okay, we had a little bit of a snafu, but we are back. I have named it, created my secret key.
Enter password. Secure to enter Tichopolis password. Heading level 6.
And now it wants my Wi-Fi password. We'll be right back.
Enter password. Yeah. Secure text field. App mode close. But app mode. If app mode on cooker is turned on, please continue to configure your Instant Pot. Heading level 4. App mode. Gift. Continue. Button. Continue. Go to Wi-Fi settings. Button. To connect your mobile device. Connect to Instant Pot. To connect your mobile device to the Instant Pot smart Wi-Fi. 1. List. Go to network settings on your mobile device. 2. Select Instant underscore Pot underscore 12 number signs. 3. If prompted for password, enter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. To connect. 4. Once connected, return to the Instant Pot app and follow the on-screen instructions.
Reminds me of the old A-Lady setup process.
Open Wi-Fi settings.
Here are the settings for Wi-Fi. Settings. Back button. Attack bar 0. Cron. Direct. Guadalupe. Instant. Sorry. Instant underscore. Pot underscore F0. Sorry. Password. G. F. More. More. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. Not 8. Join.
I would never recommend using that password for anything.
Secure.
Okay.
Connecting. Instant underscore pop underscore F0C97. Selected.
Okay. I'm connected to the Instant Pot.
Active. Instant Pot. Instant Pot. Close. Button. Phone portrait. Image. Configuring network. Access. Close. But configuring network. Phone port. Instant Pot. Icon. White. 128 PNG. Image.
Will VoiceOver describe any of those?
Ramsey. Synchronizing network. Instant Pot icon, page 1 of 2, center of screen.
I guess not.
No.
That sucks.
Phone portrait, configuring network access.
Okay, do you see anything on the screen, Michael?
Nope. The screen is off.
Configuration error. Heading level 4. We are having trouble configuring your Instant Pot. Please try again and verify that the selected Wi-Fi network is 2.4 GHz with the correct password entered. Try again. Button. Try again. Select another network. Heading level. You must be connected to a Wi-Fi network to proceed. You are connected to an Instant Pot. Heading level. Action.
That's what you wanted.
App switcher. Settings. Act settings. Crumbs. Other. Sorry. Hakuna. Take it done. Selected. Wi-Fi. Selected. Instant underscore. Attack chronic. Chron. Hakuna Matata. Sorry, it's Tichopolis. TG1670. Selected. Tichopolis.
That doesn't make sense. It wanted you to connect to the Instant Pot, though.
Instant.
Mm-hmm.
Please ensure Wi-Fi network. Select another network. Heading level 5. Continue. Button. Select the I button. 9 characters. Enter Tichopolis. 9 characters. Secure. Insertion.
Let's try
delete.
This again. So we went through the process again, and now...
Close. Activating your smart Wi-Fi.
It's activating the Instant Pot.
Phone portrait. Image. Cloud. Image. Smart Wi-Fi. PNG. Image. Your smart Wi-Fi. Ramsey is now connected to Tichopolis. Next. Button.
And we're gonna go next.
Next. The purpose of the initial test run, water test, is to ensure that the cooker is operational, and to become familiar with your Instant Pot. Heading level 5.
Ooh.
Initial test intro.
Interesting.
Length of time, approximately 20 minutes. Heading level 5. Pressure cooking, 5 minutes. Heading level 5. Watch initial test. Heading level 5. Link. Continue. Button. Skip initial test run. Button. Watch initial test. Head. Watch initial test.
Let's watch this.
YouTube. Video player. Heading.
I was afraid that was going to be all music.
Yeah.
Yep, it's all
music. That's a failure.
Well, aside from the Instant Pot beeps.
Right. Well, we're going to skip the initial test, I guess. Instant Pot. Length of time. Pressure. Watch initial. Continue. Button. Unless it tells me what to do on the next screen. Let's go to continue first.
Continue. Add 3 cups.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's good, at least.
Heading initial test procedure. Check sealing ring is in position in the lid. Checkbox unchecked.
Where'd the lid go? There it is. Yeah, we do have a sealing ring.
Vanessa Larry at CNI grads. Add sealing ring is in position. Checked. Add 3 cups, 750 mL/24.
How do we know that that's a sealing ring?
Checkbox unchecked. Because it's a big rubber ring around the outside. That's essentially a big gasket to allow for the closing of the and securing of the Instant Pot. So we're going to add 3 cups of water. Let's see what it says to do next after
insert
that.
The inner pot into the cooker base. Checkbox unchecked.
Okay, that's already
close
been done.
Close the lid securely. Note, the cooker will chime when the lid is closed. Checkbox unchecked. Turn the steam release handle to sealing position. Checkbox unchecked. Start initial test. Dimmed button.
Okay. So it's going to do it for us. So let's fill this with water.
This is going to be interesting.
It may literally be 20 minutes of watching water boil.
I'm okay with this. I actually like the sound of boiling water. Bless you, Michael. By the way, if you guys don't have your headphones on now, I would recommend grabbing them.
Bless you.
Bless. No, not so that you can hear Michael sneeze.
Could I have that towel, hon?
Was that 2 or 3?
That two? Was... No, it was a 2-cup measure filled 1.5 times.
Oh.
I thought...
Come on, come on! Who's the cook in this house? Can I have a towel? Thank you.
At least I got the math right.
No, I had a 2-cup measure.
Oh, okay.
And I filled at least it I got the math once, right. And then I filled it half again. Here, can you hear me?
I didn't know
this?
That was a 2-cup.
Okay, so...
Turn this close. Insert the inner pot. Add 3 cups. Sealing ring is in position. Add 3 cups. 750 mL/24 hours of water to the inner pot. Checkbox. Unchecked. Checked. Insert the inner pot into the cooker base. Check. Checked. Close the lid securely. Note, the cooker will chime when the lid is closed. Checkbox unchecked.
And there actually is a specific way that you need to mount this lid. Because there is a part that juts out on the lid that needs to be in a notch. Yes, yes, yes. I'm aware. Stop it! Stop belly aching. I'm fixing you. Maybe. Again. There we go. It sang its little song. We're going to make sure that the valve is in position here.
I don't know what position it is.
Because it said to point it toward the ceiling.
Did it?
I thought, unless that's different.
No, it said ceiling position.
Turn the steam release handle to ceiling position. Checkbox unchecked.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, I blame my iPad for that because it broke when it read that.
Okay, we had to confer about the positioning of the
steam release handle. Position. Checkbox. Start initial test.
And we're going to start the initial test.
Basically, it is if it's not set correctly, if it's pressurized, it will hiss.
Initial test. After 10 seconds, the cooker will beep 3 times and begin heating. On appears while the cooker preheats. Heading level 5. Traces of steam will release until the float valve pops up. Heading level 5.
Oh, does that go down?
No, it is down. It's going to push it up.
Okay.
The pressure will push it up.
Once the cook time countdown is complete, the cooker will beep. Heading level 5. Once the cook time...
Okay.
Interesting.
And I guess we're going to cut while it cooks.
Off.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Okay, so it has completed the test. It beeped a couple of times. There was no way to see on the app how close it was to being done.
And the screen just went off.
And the screen is off now, so...
You have successfully completed the initial test run, and you know that your Instant Pot is operating as expected. Time to try out some recipes. Heading level 6. Go to recipes. Button. Go to recipes. You turn the steam... quick release. PN. Caution. Or now it is... quick close.
Oh, hold on.
I think we should read all that.
Yes, we're going to. I was just...
Now it is time to quick release. QR, the Instant Pot, heading level 4. Warning, heading level 1. Image, caution, to prevent injury. Do not expose skin to the venting steam. Heading level 6.
Duh!
Quick release, PNG, image, quick release, QR. Turn the steam release handle to venting position to release steam quickly. It will be loud, and you will see the steam escape from the top of the steam release handle. When the float valve drops into the lid, it is safe to remove the lid from the cooker. What's up? Now... Peggy Kane at round table.
Microphone. Voice message. I'm trying to get it without... Okay, hold on. I'm going to grab an oven mitt.
That's probably why they have the mitts.
Yeah, shut up. All right, now let's...
That is one giant soda.
There it goes. That's a lot of steam.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Holy crap!
That's really cool.
Can you see the steam coming out of the top?
I personally can't.
But yeah, my hand is wet, so I'm glad I grabbed it with a glove.
Oh yeah.
My glove is wet, or should I say? That might have hurt.
Just a bit.
Slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
It almost sounded like a teapot.
It did. Oh, whoa.
Now, the issue that I have is you have to know when the that thing pops up or down.
You can actually kind of feel that. It has some movement to it, so you can feel that if you touch it with a glove.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's going to feel really loose when it's done.
Hmm.
So, and you can tell by the sound
mm-hmm.
when it's done releasing, and you know that it beeped when it was done. So when the valve was up, it had beeped.
No, it says that you can remove the lid once the valve
pops once up. The valve is down.
Well, down.
Once the valve is down, which means once all the steam is out, you're going to be able to hear that.
Yeah.
So I can gently turn this lid now. And lift. Maybe. Hello, steam. The lid is very hot to the touch. Ow. Trying to find a place to stick it without. Stop. Okay, so I'm gonna actually pull the pot up. Watch out. Mm-hmm. And I just dumped some very hot water in the sink. All right. And I'm going to replace this pot back in and take my glove off. All right, so
successfully completed the initial test run.
I have successfully completed the run, and I'm going to go to recipes real quick.
Go to recipes. Breakfast button.
Let's see what they have for breakfast. I want some breakfast.
Breakfast. Ace blender, oat milk, star outline. 1. Easy 4 hours. Ace blender, oat milk, star by title. Shows pop-up. Ace blender, rice milk, star, ace blender, soy milk, star, ace blender, superfit smoothie, star, apple and cinnamon oatmeal, star,
apple and cinnamon,
bacon and Asiago egg bites, star.
Ooh.
Ooh, that sounds good. I want those
that
now.
That does sound good. Let's see what this involves.
Bacon and Asiago egg bites, star. 2. Easy 20 minutes chop secrets. Aged bacon and Asiago egg bites, heading level 1. Star, image, star, image, 2, bye, chop secrets, difficulty, colon easy, total time, 20 minutes, restaurant, image, 5 minutes, preparation, timer, image, 15 minutes, cooking, cuisine, colon, modern, course, colon, breakfast, cooking technique, colon, pressure cook, main ingredients, colon, bacon, eggs, heavy cream, hot sauce.
No, I couldn't eat this.
Bacon, eggs, heavy cream, hot page 2 of
2.
Oh,
it doesn't.
20 minutes. Type mud, breakfast, prep, cup, bacon, colon.
Come on, trying to see.
Page 1. Aged bacon and dash. Text, toggle button, not pressed. Paper, toggle button, not pressed. Restaurant, toggle button, not pressed. Basket, toggle. Information circle, toggle button, pressed.
Oh.
Basket, rest, paper, text, toggle button, not pressed.
Oh, I guess it's like how to view the
text toggle button pressed. 8 bacon and dash star stop st 2 5 chop diff colon review tech thumbs up by mid tech reviews heading level 2 text leave a review button.
Oh nope, not this button.
Review cop diff chop by 2 start bacon text paper toggle button not pressed.
Let's
text
see.
Bacon start 2 by chop difficulty colon tap here to edit and add your own note for the recipe.
I'm guessing it's the restaurant button. Let's see.
Bacon and Asiago egg. Add all ingredients except instructions. Heading level 2.
Here we go.
1. Heading level. Add all ingredients except the bacon to a blender. Blend until smooth. About 15 seconds. Heading level 3. 2. Heading level. Coat the inside of silicone egg mold with nonstick spray. Heading level 3. 3. Head evenly distribute the bacon into the egg molds. Pour egg mixture evenly over bacon and cover loosely with foil. Heading level 3. 4. Heading pour 1 cup of water in the instant pot and insert the steam rack. Heading level 3. 5.
Oh, that's what the metal thing is.
Carefully lower the egg mold onto the steam rack. Then secure the lid, making sure the vent is closed. Heading level 3. 6. Heading using the display panel select the heading level 3 manual or pressure cook. Heading level function star. You play cook net function star. Use the +/ keys and program the instant pot for 10 minutes. Heading level 3. Play cook now button. 7. Heading level when the time is up. Quick release the pressure. Remove the egg mold and let cool for 2-3 minutes. Heading level 3. 8. Heading unmold the egg bites and enjoy immediately or refrigerate up to 1 week. Heading level 3 tips. : Start the manual and pressure cook buttons are interchangeable. Start the manual.
So that's a quick button. Or quick button. That's a quick overview of the recipes. I'm going to be looking more at these and seeing what all I can do. And I'm going to be trying something at some point.
And I think that would be a neat
demo
blog class. Post ideas or blog podcast post. For the iAccessibility Network is to do some Instant Pot recipe discussions.
Yeah. So that's a quick overview. I am going to be... I have a document somewhere that I saw on an email list that had the button layouts for the Instant Pot and told you where everything was. I have to go find that. Because there are a lot of buttons, but it's definitely usable. So, you can also use, and I don't know how to do this yet, freely admit that, but you can also use the scripting in the app to let it script a recipe for you.
That's
as far as let it handle the cooking for you, which is nice. So I'm going to be looking more into this and doing some research and using Michael as my guinea pig. I mean, test subject.
I want to find out if I can make gumbo in this.
Probably. Actually.
Ooh, that ought to be fun.
Or jambalaya.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. recipe ideas. I know you can do a really good spaghetti and meatballs in this.
So are we starting a new series called the IA Instant Podcast?
The IA Podcast? Wait. Implications! Bad implications!
That's
Stop.
Why it's an Instant Podcast.
Well,
although
I
guess that's nothing better.
No, it's not. I was trying to convince myself not to make some remark about how certain people might think of the Instant Pot as something else. But anyway. So with that being said, we got things to do, so we're going to wrap this up here. This has been another IA Unboxcast. Jason, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Twitter at JDE91, that is Juliet Delta Echo 91. You can also find me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls. If you do add me, please let me know that you have found me from our podcasts.
All right, and Michael, where can people find you?
You can find me producing content for iAccessibility in my kitchen, apparently. And you can find me by emailing Mike Doise, that's MikeDoise, at iAccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doise on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook. Just search for Michael Doise and let me know that you found me on the IAcast, and you can find me possibly posting pictures of Aaliyah's creations with her Instant Pot on MichaelDoise.com.
All right, and you can find me, Aaliyah Dudley, producing content for iAccessibility, maybe producing food, too. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. That's going to do it for this episode of the IA Unboxcast. I want to thank everyone for joining me today, listeners and others, and I will see you on the next one.
And I
bye,
want to
everybody.
Thank you for making me hungry. But anyway,
you're
bye,
welcome.
Guys.
Nom.
This show has been brought to you by the IAcast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook? Search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android. And keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website. And get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iAcast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.